The Ben Coley Podcast.
Hi, I'm so happy to be doing this again. So the reason why it's been a little while since the last one is because I've actually been in quarantine, in military quarantine in the Falkland Islands. So I present for BFPS, the Forces Station. I did a stint out in Cyprus for 5 to 6 months. Had a couple of weeks at home and then came out to the Falklands. So I'm doing the breakfast show so far away from home. I can't even tell you how long the flight was. It was ridiculous. But we're here. We got through quarantine and straight away, it was absolutely my priority to get straight back on with some new unsigned under the radar artists that I think are super exciting. If you've never listened to my podcast before, what I do is I introduce you to three different under the radar artists every week. Artists that I'm really shipping at the moment, artists that I truly believe in, to be honest, and artists that I think are going to go on to really great things. So many of these artists are already doing great things. They're already just absolutely killing it. So it's essentially really my snapshot of music as I see it at the minute. It's a great little opportunity for you to collect some new sounds for your library, for you to download some new stuff to sink your teeth into, that sort of thing. And hopefully you find a new favourite artist out of this. A little bit before I start, if you've got any artist suggestions or questions for any future episodes, just hit me up on any of my socials, underscore Ben Coley on Instagram, at BenColey97 on Twitter. You can drop me an email as well if you want, thebencoleypodcast@gmail.com. In terms of copyright, all of the artists have been approached, they're all unsigned, so they've all given me full permission to use their songs. If, in the rare case, an artist is signed to, say, like a small boutique label or a small little record label, something like that, they'll let me know and I'll get in touch with the label. They've given me permission, so it's all fine, it's all good. All the links for all the artists, for all the music, is in the description. And also, if you could just leave a review and a rating and download and share, that would be great. That's what, you know, it means a lot, so please do that. And also, my friends over at Indie Central Music are sponsoring this episode. You can be at the forefront of discovering new music with IndieCentralMusic.com. I used to write for them and do reviews for them way back at uni. I think first year of uni I used to do that, and I loved writing for them. They're such a great little team, super passionate. They really know their stuff as well. Like, you can genuinely be rest assured that whenever you read one of their reviews or in-depth interviews or feature-length album EP reviews, they know exactly what's going on. Definitely recommend it. They also put together some specially curated Spotify playlists as well. So go and check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter if you want by searching Indie Central Music. I want to crack on, and the three artists I've picked today are really taking you all the way around the world. We're starting off in South Africa, then we're going over to Birmingham, and then we're going over to Ireland. So I'm starting off with Mayhay Damula. This is an amazing artist that actually reached out to me on Instagram, and it's starting to happen a little bit more now. Artists are messaging me and they'll be like, hey Ben, can you check out this track of mine? And I'll always listen. I'll always do my utmost to listen to anything. And this track that I heard stopped me in my tracks. And it's a bit of a cliche thing for me to say, I've had it on repeat. I've been listening to it so much. I have. I really have. I've been listening to this track non-stop. I'm finding actually that any music that I like, I could imagine talking over on the radio, and I really want to play this song on my show. Not that I'd be allowed to, but I'd love to actually play this song on the radio and talk about it properly to an audience, because it'd be insane. But Mayhay Damula is this really exciting and probably introspective singer-songwriter and musician from South Africa near Johannesburg. And really, he started off cutting his teeth as a guitarist in the church and playing small little gigs as part of his church community. And that eventually paved the way into him becoming a session guitarist and also a musical director as well, which is such an interesting job. Mayhay has also said himself that he's kind of always been toying with the idea of releasing his own music, but it was quite a big plunge for him to step out from behind the guitar, where he was safe, where he was protected, where he knew what he was doing, to really being front and center, you know, letting him be the face of his music. And that's definitely a bold thing to do. Not everyone can do that, but he's doing such a sterling job of it, to be fair to him. This is his debut EP, or a track from his debut EP that you're going to be hearing, called Finding Space. It's a great little EP. It's a little 7-track alternative indie pop gem, I'd say. It's definitely worth checking out the whole project if you get time to. So this track is called Fumes, and I absolutely love it. It is the standout track from the EP. It's the single, it's the one that really jumped out at me and gave me a true indication, I think, of what Mayhay Damula sonically brings to the table.
Hi Ben, my name is Mayhay Damula, and thanks for having me. The song Fumes is from my album Finding Space, and the whole album is inspired by video games and outer space. I have always loved video games since I was a child, and I'm actually creating one myself that's supposed to go hand in hand with this album. And I love the idea of outer space because it's like limitless freedom, you know. And so that's the inspiration behind all the songs in the album. And particularly the song Fumes is about the inner struggles of a toxic relationship and just being on the receiving end of being treated bad or feeling like you're not wanted, you know. And but at the same time, I didn't want it to feel like a sad song. I wanted it to be playful and adventurous. So that was an interesting challenge. For me, the writing process was very, very intertwined with the production and the composition of the work, because I did everything on the album myself. And for me, it was kind of a very organic process where I can't really separate the two, like the lyrics and the music, because it was all kind of done pretty much simultaneously. And most of it was done quite late at night, and yeah, I guess in that sense it was very honest and very, I either like it or I don't, you know. And yeah, the lyrics I think came very easy at the time, because it was just me expressing what the idea that I already had in my head. And yeah, and just having the rabbi himself, the artist that is featured on the song, was just amazing, because he came in and just added so much onto the song, and it was very effortless, you know. And you can actually follow him, the rabbi himself. He's on Instagram, Facebook, and he has a lot of cool music out as well and stuff. And yeah, you can find my album Finding Space on just about every digital platform. And thanks again for having me.
Whenever I call you, you seem so cold. You never wanna kick it. There's always something better to do.
Track gets off to kind of a little bit of a jilted start, really. It's quite off-kilter, it's quite syncopated and polyrhythmic. It's this amazing bouncy warbling synth that comes in, which really forms the skeleton and the backbone of the whole song. And then it's got this real just simple beat that comes in that I found quite enticing. You'll also hear this xylophone, or I think it's like an African balafon or something. It's got this rippling intricate melody that gets played, and I love how Mayhay weaves these traditional African instruments into the more contemporary instruments that he's using, say like synthesizers and stuff like that. So it's mixing the traditional with the contemporary, and I love how he's really almost celebrating his roots on this track. You're also going to hear that Mayhay has such a soft and palatable voice. It's just really easy to listen to, and I think melody wise this track really reminds me of, do you know what, Charlie Puth or Khalid cut. It's got a bit of a Charlie Puth vibe to it. I think the vocals sit back in the mix a little bit more. It's not as upfront as a Charlie Puth song. Thanks so much for chatting about this as well, mate. Hey, you can just tell he's so passionate and proud of what he's doing, and hats off to him. Such a good tune. And the sounds really make me feel like I'm being engulfed in, by a wave almost, in slow motion. I'm being slowly submerged whilst also looking up at the night sky. It's interesting, this track. It's got this kind of juxtaposing texture where I feel in one sense like I'm being really pulled in quite close to the song. It's got this intimacy, especially Mayhay's voice is quite whispered and hushed, and it's quite compelling. He's drawing you in. But then there's also plenty of space in the song to explore. There's not too much going on. It's totally solid in the chorus. I mean, that chorus is so good, right? And he really milks it for all it's worth as well. And I mean that in the best possible way. He really sells this chorus. The melody is slowly but surely creeping in, and it's got this atmospheric soundscape which just brings the melody out even more. Here's a feature from the Rabbi himself. He's a rapper from Johannesburg, one of Mayhay's mates. And it's really interesting structurally how early the Rabbi himself's verse comes in this track. It's an amazing verse. It's got this awesome flow, this proper breezy sort of melody, these amazing harmonies. The harmonies are so sick. But yeah, I just love how early in the song it comes. It's almost like it's not a case of just getting the feature out of the way. It's there for a reason. I think it draws people in even more. You're hit by all these sounds and different sections, and you've only made it about 2 minutes, a minute 30 into the actual song itself.
I'm always giving us chances. They said I'm dumb, I should leave. You do not give, you receive. You play yourself, no considering me. I go big, you belittling me, of course. Making me questions of things that I feel. I could go on and on and on. Like I'm about doing your favorite song. I hate this. I'm making a puzzle of all of the pieces you leave behind. Cause every picture I got of you is kind of broken. Tears, face on my clothes is soaking. I know what I do for you. I'm stand up, but you think I'm joking. Guess I'm kind of hopeless. You see my hope up.
I think the Rabbi himself's amazing on this. His feature really makes this track for me. I think he's incredible in his own right, and it's interesting, he annotates a lot of his own lyrics on Genius, which is well worth checking out if you're into that sort of thing, because I quite like diving into lyrics and stuff like that. So cracking on with Fumes, these bass-laden arpeggios come in into the mix, right at the fore of the mix as well. But then you get this drop down, and you get these amazing echoed vocal effects, these subtle piano loops, and it makes for kind of quite a heady, intoxicating mix of sounds, really. It's this perfect little breather before the final chorus comes in. Listen out for this particularly chilling piano part, this bit here. You'll hear that, and that just kind of comes in. It's almost quite whimsical. But you'll hear that throughout the last chorus, and I think it really jumps out in the mix, and I think it sounds amazing.
I'm not saying you should lie, but it hurts that you didn't try. Cause you enjoy watching me break, just to call it Tuesday. I'm just a
just dived into Mayhay's world just then. It's a world where you're floating through space. It's just this spectrum of colours that's passing you by. Some colours are going fast, some are going slow. I really feel like this track is kind of almost bigger than the song itself. It's this feeling that it evokes inside of you that I love. And interestingly about the lyrics, it's a track that's about being on the wrong end of a toxic relationship. And you definitely get that sense of heartache in the song, but I think there's also some playful instrumental parts in there, so it gives this track hope. It's not like it's totally down and out. It's not like this guy's just totally beside himself. It's got this element of hope, which I find quite cool. Go and check out Mayhay Demula. Next artist is a three-piece band from Birmingham. I've known these guys for a little while, actually, so they're called The Goodwater. The Goodwater and I go back a few years, so they've basically been on my radar for quite a few years. And I went to go and see them, and it must have been, man, like 5-6 years ago now. I went and saw them when I was a kid at Digbeth in Birmingham, and I went to go and see them at this kind of old hall that had been stripped out. All the guts of it had been stripped out, and it was just this empty hall. But the gigs really stuck with me. I still remember it to this day. It was a really cold night in Birmingham, and we all packed into this venue. It was a sold-out room, and they have some really devoted fans. They haven't got a huge following, but the fans that do follow them are really into what they're doing, and they've really found their sound and their place in the Birmingham scene, and the Birmingham scene's so good for rock music as it is already. So you got Rob from The Goodwater. He also happened to be my childhood best mate's guitar teacher as well back in the day, so that's how I got to know The Goodwater. Rob's such a lovely bloke, I've got all the time in the world for him. For a little while, really, when I saw them at least, they were a two-piece. And you've got so many good two-piece bands. That used to be a novelty, but not really anymore. I mean, think about it, you got Royal Blood, you got the Black Keys, obviously the White Stripes are a huge two-piece band. And even in different genres away from rock and blues rock, you've got other two-piece artists. You've got artists like Disclosure or the electronic band Matt Moss. And I think Goodwater sat right up there with all of those bands. That was until they added a third member. So Rob Clements and Thomas Fisher have also drafted in now Stuart Webb on keyboard. So they've added even more sides and even more elements and different sectors to their sound. And it's just elevated them even more. I'm really glad that they did that. So in a nutshell, I'd say that Birmingham's The Goodwater give you these proper audacious, in-your-face, fuzz-tinged riffs and these proper slapping drums. I mean, the snare on some of their songs could literally splinter your shins. I love it. And they've got these melodies that really just work their way into your head. You're singing them for the rest of the day. So this is their latest track that I'm going to chat about. Came out a little while back now. They haven't released anything in a while. I'd love to hear some new stuff from them. But this is a track called Colours. Rob's going to chat to you a little bit about it, but you're going to see exactly what you're signing up for the second the first guitar note hits.
Hi Ben, it's Rob from The Goodwater, and this is our track, Colours. So this song started as a jam, really. Quite a lot of our tracks begin life that way. I think Tom had the funk drum groove down, and then we just started messing with it at rehearsal, really. I'm pretty sure the verses and Stu's organ melody came pretty quick. But I do remember being quite proud of the chorus section when I wrote that bit. I felt that it's kind of it's sort of got this Beatlesy vibe with the D major to D minor chord progression. I remember being pretty chuffed with that bit. Lyrically, Colours is kind of like a trip through like a lucid dream. If you've seen the video, then that'll probably give you an idea. I guess the song's kind of all about obscuring reality, sort of wherever possible, and the kind of, you know, oneness with the universe, I guess. When it came to recording the track, then we worked with producer Ryan Pinson, who we'd worked with a couple of times before. We actually recorded our debut EP when we recorded this track. So we had about a week in the studio, I think, with Ryan doing that. The EP was actually meant to be released last summer, but due to the virus and everything, we sort of made the decision to push the date back. Mainly because we kind of pride ourselves on being a live band, and we just felt that we weren't really sort of comfortable, you know, releasing our debut EP and not at least being able to do a handful of tour dates around it. Little did we know that we would now be sat here in 2021 in our third lockdown and sort of still in the same position, really. So, but you know, that's just where we are, I guess. So hopefully next time we chat, I could give you an actual release date for it, but it's got to come out at some point this year. We're just crossing our fingers that we'll be able to play live again at some point. But yeah, anyway, thanks for featuring our track Colours on your show. We'll hopefully catch up soon.
Sick, isn't it? It's really cool. I love those psychedelic 60s style guitars that open up Colours straight away. From the off, you know what you're getting with the Good Water. And it's reminding me of other bands that I love. Bands like the Beatles, Temples, even the Coral as well. I think the Good Water are just dipping in those bags and drawing out influences, but they're kind of crafting it into their own little thing. I think Rob starts off singing this amazing, quite tumbling descending melody, really supported by these awesome rock organ swells that Stuart offers, and I love the overall mix going on as well. It's got this proper roomy lo-fi feel to it that would sound even better coming off an old dusty radio in the corner of your room, or coming off the crackle of a vinyl or something like that. And then you get straight back into it now, and it offers these super satisfying vocal breaks like this. And I love how the band as well, when you get back into it, they accent the main melody quite subtly, but I think it works. Yeah, that's the little bit you're looking out for, so check this out. When you have a look at the artwork, you've got all these vibrant patchwork of colours going on, and it's very in your face, and I think the music embodies that. I quite like it when the music really matches up to the artwork that's being portrayed. It's got lots of different dimensions to it then. The aesthetic of the band matches up with the music that they're putting across, and it just makes it better to wrap your head around what the band or the artists are shooting for in the first place. I think that Colours it's a pretty simple song, really. In terms of the actual song structure itself, the melody writing is simple but effective, but there's so many dense layers in this song of spaced out guitar and warping synth and these proper shaking rock organs that you have to listen to it over and over again just to unpack it all and just to get to grips of what's going on. And I like songs like that. The actual song is simple, but it's what they're doing with it that really kind of draws your attention to it. I want to give a special mention to Thomas on the drums as well. He ties everything together really nicely. It's not the most complex drumming going, but it just knits it all together. All of these grooves are just absolutely hammered home. And he's managed to get this really authentic drum sound on this, which I think sounds great. As you can imagine, though, these guys live are insane. When I saw them in Birmingham, I was really taken aback because I was packed into this room with probably 50 or so people. But the Goodwater are really buying into the psychedelic nature of what they're doing. They had these projectors up on the wall that were showing all of these crazy, like, kaleidoscopic patterns and stuff and all these bright colours, and they were performing in front of a projector. It kind of reminds me of the sort of thing that Tame Impala and Kevin Parker do sometimes. It was a really kind of sensory overload. It was this sensory experience, and their music really fits in with that, which I really liked. Overall, to be honest, I think Colours just shows you how good the Goodwater sounds is. They've got their sound absolutely nailed, and they've got the songwriting knack to back it up as well, and I think these guys are just going to keep writing tunes that are getting better and better. Third artist, I'm so glad I could get these guys on. I've been chasing them for a little while, and they were like, yeah, sure. And it took us a while to kind of get everything together, but Happy Alone are on board. And I'm really glad that I've managed to finally get them on, because I think they're fascinating. They're really, really cool. They're this ambient trip-hop, alt-pop trio from Cork in Ireland. And the second I stumbled across them, I think I saw a festival lineup for Electric Picnic. And I saw their name and I was like, Happy Alone, that's quite a bittersweet sounding name. Sometimes it's just the name that draws me in. And the second I heard them, I was like, man, I have to talk about their stuff. And there's almost too much in their music to really kind of properly unpack, but I'll do my best with it. But as a little bit of context, these guys bring this imaginary backstory to what they do. And this is why I love them, because they're not too self-aware. So these guys are so invested in their concept that they've actually got their own little unique names, and their backstory is that they're from the Andromeda Galaxy. So you're listening to Baxter Robot, Slee and Paperclip from from the Andromeda Galaxy. I think that's pretty sick. I like that. And their music sounds like it belongs there as well. It sounds like it's kind of this coming from this superlunary celestial realm. It's almost like the aliens are beaming music back to Earth and we're hearing it for the first time. It has got that sort of feel, because some of the textures that they bring to the table are so intricate and out there that, yeah, that kind of has to be the case almost. I love it. And these guys are getting loads of success as well. So they made it onto Ireland's viral 50 playlist on Spotify, which is a pretty sick playlist to be involved with. They've also launched their own label, Fair Play. That's called Real Fear Records. And interestingly, these guys are super bold and brave, especially in the world we're living in now, where it's so easy to just follow the standard 9-to-5 job route. Nothing wrong with that, but it's easy to follow that. It's easy to perhaps play it safe, for want of a better word. These guys quit uni and they're pursuing such a difficult industry. And they've said themselves in previous interviews that they're treating Happy Alone, they're treating their Andromeda creation like a business, which I think is pretty cool. And they've also done a few sold out shows as well. They performed at the Cypress Avenue in Cork, they played Knockstock, and obviously also Electric Picnic back in 2018. That was the kind of festival lineup that I found them on. So this is a track of theirs called Private Sedative, and the band are going to chat to you a little bit about it now.
Hey Ben, this is Happy Alone and you're listening to our track Private Sedative. When we were writing Private Sedative, we started to pick up our guitars and go back to our roots, and kind of, you know, when we started Happy Alone, we wanted to make it very electronic, but I don't know, we just kind of felt like going back, taking back to the 90s where all of our inspirations come from. We wrote the song actually maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and we just revisited the demo we had sitting around for a while, and we never really looked at it and properly recorded it. So during lockdown and that, we went about properly tracking it out and bought a load of new gear to make it sound not so digital, and didn't use like guitar or anything like that. But yeah, the song, you can take from it what you will. I don't really like talking about lyrics, because I hate when you find out about a song and someone does the lyricist tells you their lyrics to it and kind of ruins the song for you. So
don't know. Take from what you will. Hope you're enjoying the show, and lots of love from Happy Alone.
Cool, like, warped vocal effect. Sounds a bit weird and out there. Then this lo-fi beat comes in, which sounds like it's literally from another galaxy. It's like you're picking up, I don't know, intergalactic, interstellar interference or something on, like, a little radio. And there's this amazing, stunning melody from Robot that comes in, which I absolutely love. And I love the fact that there's two vocal takes from Robot going on. You've got the main melody, but then you've got this beautiful harmony that's just slightly offset from it, and that just weaves in and out, and it almost acts like a second melody altogether because it's so catchy in its nature. And I quite like that option that you almost get as a listener. You choose whether or not to listen to melody one or melody two. It's almost like two different routes of the song that you can go down. In terms of the vocal production, I think that Robot's voice sounds quite embedded in the mix, quite immersed in the mix, and I like that because it's probably helped along by all the reverb going on. But it gives you this idea that each vocal line is just melting and smouldering into each bar going on. It really creates this fluid feel to it. Also, the chorus is insane on this thing. It just lurches forward and just kind of booms straight away. It's got these amazing chiming guitars. I love the classic acoustic kit sound that comes in over that digitized beat. And then you've got those 90s style crunchy guitars. I mean, the chorus is just sick. It's proper sticky. Isn't it good? It's really, really good. And this bit now is probably my favourite part of the song. So Happy Alone managed to build up so much tension, and it feels so drawn out and dramatic, but it's probably only 15 seconds, 20 seconds worth of music. So you've got this aggressive, almost guttural, shouting sounding vocal loop that goes on. But then the beauties in the guitars, these real dissonant, screeching guitars that all start overlapping each other in quite a messy way. And then Robot's vocal break comes in where it's just his vocals isolated and it sounds insane. And then the chorus just comes back in and it sounds so hard. Obviously, of course it does. It's sounding insane up to this point. And then after this build, sounds even better. And the bass in it is just super dramatic.
Yeah.
cool. I like them a lot. And they're full of substance. That's why I like these guys. Happy Alone are really just kind of doing their own thing altogether. You can just tell they don't care about comparisons. They don't care about being, you know, pigeonholed with other bands. They're just totally doing their own thing. And I think that's going to stand them in good stead to get recognised even more than what they already are. But, I mean, they're already doing pretty well. They're not just inviting you into their songs. They're inviting you into their world. They've got a whole thing going on. A whole thing where you can just get totally lost in it. I'd love to see them live, because I'd love to see if they play off that whole we're from a different galaxy sort of vibe going on. Anyway, they've released a new track recently, just this weekend actually, called Let's Run Away, which sounds great. And they've also got a new video out for a beautiful song that they released called A Letter to My Mental Health. So just go and check them out. Link in the description. Go. Do it. Do it. Thanks so much for listening. This is episode 20 of my podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please leave a like, leave a review, download and share and all the rest of it. And I'll be back with more stuff soon. Look forward to it in a bit.